Good morning, Senator Davis, Representative Martin, and members of the State and Local Committee. I am Jeff Timberlake. I represent District 75, Turner Leeds, and part of Livermore. I'm here to testify in favor of this bill today because you're going to hear a lot about emotions today. This bill has a lot to do with emotions, but in my world, is the reason I'm standing here before you today is because of just what's happening with this bill, with every town trying to put out its own pesticide rules and its own laws. Years ago, my grandfather told me, you have a choice, son. You can be part of the solution or part of the problem. And this state, back in the early 2000s, decided to pass a whole bunch of spray laws that was in the process of driving my 200-year-old family farm out of business. And so I ran for the legislature to come back and make them so that they were more amenable to us and the public and everybody around, and I think we did a good job. This is also about people's rights. People own their property, and they want to protect their children, their grandchildren, from ticks, from Lyme disease, from mosquito-borne diseases, and it's their right to spray it according to the law. And the law is the EPA law. Our State Board of Pesticide Control really does a fantastic job of regulating our laws here in the state of Maine. And local ordinances can found to be implemented by a very small group of people in a town. All of us here are part of, a lot of us are part of small towns here. And, you know, 25 or 30 people can make law for 2,000 or 3,000 people. And some of the local folks don't even know what's happening because, for one reason or another, they wasn't paying attention, and ordinances get passed. And I know that as someone who served on the selectmen, on the Board of Selectmen, as vice chair, and I know that our Board of Selectmen would never at any time have the ability to regulate an ordinance, even if we decided to pass the pesticide ordinance. And my conversation with the state is they're not in the position to enforce local ordinances, so it would have to be done locally, and I don't know who has the technology or the ability in any town to do that. I relate this to a little bit like the inspection laws in the state of Maine. I am a licensed inspection station. And what if my town came in and decided that we wanted to write our own inspection laws? And this is a lot like, you know, when you talk local control. There's some things that work for local control, but there's other things that violate people's rights. And this is one of those. When people pass these ordinances and you're going from one town to another, or you're a small business within that community, we also happen to own a hardware store. And I would hate to think that our town came in and told our community that we could no longer sell a certain product, Roundup or what it may be, because or some insecticide that kills, deer ticks and so forth, and they couldn't go out and protect their children. This bill is a good bill. It's good law. We need to get people all on the same page. We have a great pesticide control board, a great EPA system out there that's been working. Our family sprays about 125 acres of organic apples. We're one of the larger organic growers around. So I'm not a big pesticide user. We are a big IPM user, integrated pest management. But within our orchard, we have organic, and we also have conventional integrated pest management. And, you know, every single year on the same 50-acre parcel, both is raised, and our apples go out to be tested. And they come back with a zero chemical tolerance. So if stuff is applied by the law, applied right, it can be done safely without anybody being harmed, and everybody can do their thing. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Representative, for your testimony. Questions, committee members? Seeing none, I guess you're off the hook. Thank you again.
That's too easy.
Are there other legislators wishing to testify in support of LD 1505?